different base. Shmosh lo ochal, the second line down. Got it? Oh, no. I wish. Where'd you go? Barnes and Noble? Shvua Shalokal Kikar Zuayom. A Shvua, or in the second line down on page 36 of Chesam Beis. Shvua Shalokal Kikar Zuayom. This Gemara, a lot of tradition changes courtesy of the Shari Torah Seretz Yisrael. One more time. Second line down on Yud Chesam Beis, page 36. Did you tell me you were going out of town? You were just. You were out of town. Oh, okay. Shvur shloga kikar zuayot. A shvur that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread today. Shvur shal ochal. They change the gears like the Shari Torah says Yisrael instead of ochlenu. A shvur that I will eat today. Hayom. V'ochla. But what you chose to eat is the piece of bread you already forbade upon yourself earlier that day. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Bitos Rishon, you cancel the first oath because you ate the piece of bread you forbade upon yourself. Bekin Lashnia, you sustain the second oath because you ate. Now, even though you ate is Isser, right? Because you ossered upon yourself, you made it with a Shvur. Nevertheless, he holds that the Shari Torah Yisrael brings down Tosefta, which says that even by eating the Velos and Trefos, one fulfills the nether which one took to eat on that day. A Shvur, which one took to eat on that day. Okay, that too is going to be an act of eating in order to fulfill the oath that one shall eat something. Okay? Now, Rish Lakish argues. The Shvur says, Bita Lishani, you canceled, you went against the first oath because you took an oath not to eat this loaf and you ate it. But, and Ashtia, you canceled the second one as well, because he holds that eating something which is not properly kosher is not considered to be a proper fulfillment of the Shvur to eat something today. Okay? And since you ossered this loaf upon yourself with a Shvur, therefore eating it does not fulfill the parameters of your oath to eat something today. Omi Loshi, commander Bikikacha, as we tell him, go fulfill with another loaf. Next case. Shvur Shoga Kikar Zuayim. A Shvur that I'm going to eat this loaf today. I'm going to eat this loaf today. Shvur Shochal, and a Shvur that I will eat in general. Again, take out the Yud Nun Hei, the Shari Torah Yisrael takes it out. Shvur Shochal Ayom, a Shvur that I'm going to eat today. Ve'ochla, and you ate the loaf which you probably had taken the oath to eat. So Rabbi Yochanan Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan say you sustained both the oaths. You ate this loaf and you ate today. You sustained the first oath because you ate the loaf which you had taken the oath to eat. But Shnia, the second oath, Amar Lo Sheikamena Bikikar Cheres, the big Kiddush. We tell him this is not, doesn't fulfill your second oath. Because when you took a second Shvur to eat today, it would be redundant to say it devolves upon the same piece of bread. You already have a Shvur riding on that one to eat it today. So you take a second Shvur to eat today again, that must be fulfilled with another piece of bread. Omin lo shi kaimeno bishkigar ches. It's time to eat another piece of bread in order to fulfill that second oath. Shvur shlocha kikar zoyo. Shvur that I will not eat this loaf of bread today. Shvur shlocha and a shvur that I'm not going to eat today. Ayom. Shlocha chale, I'm not going to eat today at all. Now, this is going back to the case with which we began tonight, which is this identical case. But now we're going to get into a little bit more detail. V'achlon, you ate it. Al daitid Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Chayv Shtayim, reliable two. One is for eating this loaf, and the other is for eating today. Right? You took it. Oh, no, this is not the case we had previously. Sorry. The previous case was you took a shvur, you're not going to eat this loaf, and you're not going to eat today. No, that's this case. The previous case is a shvur, you're not going to eat this loaf, but you are going to eat today, and you ate that loaf. That was the case we had previously. This case, you took a shvur, you're not going to eat this loaf, and you're not going to eat today. Two negative shvurs. And then you ate this loaf today, right? So that the Rabbi Elko, Rabbi Elko, Chayv Shtayim, be liable two prohibitions. A, you ate the loaf. B, you ate today. Adatir Yisrael Shedu Chayv Elachas, you only are liable to one prohibition, because the second shvur does not devolve on the first shvur. Right. The first shvur, the second shvur does devolve on the first shvur. It's the flip side of the case we just learned. Says the Gemara, Adatir, so, oath, He answered Shimon Lakish for Yochanan. The Shartai still changes it to Rabbi Yochanan. Of Rabbi Yochanan Moda, Yochanan concedes She'eno. Here he puts in a couple of words She'eno Chayev El Achas. He's only liable to one prohibition. Why is that? She'eno Ela Kimzayis Atzo Minayisurin. He really, when he took the second oath not to eat it, he was a redundant oath. He didn't mean to actually take a second separate oath, but rather a second separate oath. A second oath was meant to be a sustaining, a fortification of the first oath. So as far as the first oath was not to eat this loaf, his second oath was not to eat today. This is when he eats that loaf, he really transgresses one prohibition, because the meaning of the second oath, according to this version, which is a chiddush, is only a fortification of the first oath. Okay, so it's not a separate oath. No, it doesn't really say that. Probably it would be logical to, because assume there might be a limit, but the Gemara here doesn't mention one.
We had a case like that last week, where there was offsetting oaths. He said he was going to eat something, and then he said he wasn't going to eat it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We didn't give a time frame there either. It was all the same day. It was all, and it was saying there was no time frame as to when he took the oath in succession that we had. I don't think so. It's right about the previous page. I don't think so. No. Okay. Halachiyot. Shvuas bitui. The shvua, as I'm going to do something, not going to do something, did something, did not do something. That shvua of expression, oegas banoshi banoshi appears, applies to men and to women, birchokim, whether they are related, or distant, or krovim, or related. Now, it's, of course, relative. It has nothing to do with this. That's when the issue of Shavuot Seidus, which is coming up, a Shavuot of testimony. That's where I mentioned relatives or non-relatives. B'ksheh implies people are kosher to testify, psulim and people are not kosher to testify. B'vnei Beis implies in front of court, b'shalom v'nei Beis not in front of court. B'piatzmo, it applies when you do it on your own initiative. B'chayovin al-zonamakos, and you are liable if you intentionally take the Shavuot Bitui to be flogged. V'al-shugos, if you did an unintentional korban, you get that sliding scale korban. Shvua shava shvua on something which is obviously not true, right? Everybody knows it's not true. Though it's by noshim noshim bells lies to men and women birchokim with their distant or krovim relatives. The kshayim if they are kosher will puzzle, and if they are not puzzle kosher, if they bits in front of court, v'shalom if they bits not in front of court. The piyatzmo it also is generated by yourself. V'chayav and elzdan makos you are liable if you do it intentionally to get flogged. V'al shugos if you do it unintentionally, part that there is no korban. For Shavuot Shav. As I mentioned last week, that Shavuot Shav is lighter than Shavuot Sabitui because there is no carbon involved. Both of these, if somebody else administers the oath to you, you are liable. Okay, so that's Omar Lo Chalti, a guy says, I did not eat today, Lo Chanachli, filling Omar, I did not put on tefillin today. Mashbiachani, somebody comes and says, I made you take an oath. Vamar Amen, he says, yes, I acquiesce to take the oath. Even though he didn't take the oath on his own. So in this case, Chayev is liable for all the deficits of having taken a false oath. Nefesh, nefesh. It says, soul, soul. Now these souls, actually neither of them are mentioned by Shavuos Bitui. But nevertheless, we infer from that says soul by nefesh, by Shavuos Bitui as well. So my nevesh and shenem by Shavuos say it's just like the nevesh which is stated by the Shavuot on testimony, which is going to be the topic next parrot. Also, as a mushba kanishba, even if a person is passive, the oath that is ministered to him, he doesn't take the oath himself. That's as if he took the oath himself. Av Shavuos a pikad, and so too by a Shavuot taken into an object which is given to you for safekeeping, which we also have not yet had. Also, mushba kanishba, a person who is attuned the oath is ministered, is like the person who takes the oath in his own initiative. And the same thing is true by Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Shav, as we said in our Mishnah. Zeh, that's the general principle. Kol lo saseh sheish bo maaseh, any lo saseh, any negative prohibition, which has a deed attached to it, and you do the deed, loike, you get flogged. V'shem bo maaseh, if it has no deed attached, which ain't loike, you do not get flogged, except for three cases, chutz min ha-meimer. Some of you does tamurah, tries to make animal one, which is kadosh, exchange that kedusha onto animal two. Vanishma, somebody takes a false oath, Vamakaus Chaber B'Shem, and somebody curses his name for his friend with God's name. Rabbi Shabbi Yochanan says, Leiska Meimar. Meimar is not considered to be Lav Shem, but Maisa, because Meimar, Dibur U Maisa. Meimar is both a statement and a deed, because you're trying to transfer one animal to the other. So Maraponim says that we don't paskin this way. Brahma paskin says Meimar is a Lav Shem, but Maisa. There's no actual deed. Yes, it's true, you want to make animal number two a tangible thing, a carbon set of animal number one, but there really is no deed involved. But then this Gemara is a little bit difficult, how the Gemara considers Maimer somebody who does a deed. Okay. Nishma Asherkim Benayim. Now you know if somebody takes a false oath, he's got to undergo all the deficits mentioned in our Mishnah, including flogging. Benayim was Rabbi Yovashar Biyah said, very interesting, Drosha, it says, Ki lo yinakeh Hashem. God does not cleanse those who take false oaths. So it sounds like Menachem Adonim, somebody cleanses. Who cleanses? Mr. Clean. Who's Mr. Clean? The Dayanim, they flog him. How do we clean you in Judaism? By flogging you. Okay? Kill Chaver Hashem if you curse your friend with the name of God. Menachem, how do we know you get flogged? Rishon Hashem, Rabbi Yosher says, L'yiras Hashem, it says, to fear God. If it not, then it says, the Pneumot brings it down. Before Hashem, Smakosecha, God will make extraordinary your beatings. From this we derive that somebody who takes God's name and you distort it, he doesn't fear God's name properly, he gets flogged. Okay? Now, Nishbal HaSheker, in terms of Shavu HaSheker, Rabbi Yochanan learned it out from Leinakei Hashem, right? Adaiti Reshlogish, Reshlogish, Minayin, how do we learn out? Mino, internally. Became a problem from the same thing as Kilos Chaver B'Shem. He came to Nishma Shekhar, he takes an oath for which is a lie, ain't a yore, he's obviously not God fearing. Kills Chaver B'Shem, a person who curses his friend in the name of God, that's Daita Rabbi Yochanan B'Nayin. Excuse me, according to Rabbi Yochanan, from where do we learn out? Rage Lokshan from Miliras Hashem. Where does Rabbi Yochanan learn out from? So he learns it out from. He came to kill, ain't a yore, the same idea. He doesn't argue that. What's the difference between the two opinions? Nishbal Hashekhar v'kilu chaveiro. You did both things. You took a false oath and you cursed out your friend. B'shem, with the name of God. I'll die to you, Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan Chaim Shalom, it's two separate prohibitions. One is the prohibition of v'kilu chaveiro s'shem, one is the prohibition of Nishbal Hashekhar. One is quite the two separate prohibitions. One is from Loina can the other from the Yiras Hashem, but Adai to Reish Lodesh could Rabbi Yochanan step Reish Lodesh Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lodesh also both learn out from the Yiras Hashem, and therefore in a Chayv El Achas you're only liable one penalty between the two prohibitions which you transgress. Again, the two according to which we discuss Kilos Chaver B'Shem and Nishma L'Shekhar, those two together. Could Rabbi Yochanan two prohibitions? Could Reish Lodesh one prohibition? Yiras Hashem. Okay, Achal Aperk Shvua Shtayim, next Mishnah. Shvua Seidus, the Shvua of testimony. In other words, the guys are subpoenaed to be witnesses and they deny having any knowledge of the case. They deny it, okay? And they are liars, right? So therefore, but they take the Shvua claiming they have no knowledge of the case, and it turns out they were lying on the Shvua as well. So, says the Mishnah. It applies to men, but not women. Why not women? They can't be terrible. You guys are sharp. They can't be witnesses. They're chaykin. Well, nothing else. Now, if you only all these years, women can't be witnesses, right? They're chaykin. Relative, only distance, the distant people, low clothing, not relatives, because relatives can't be witnesses. Shame, only kosher witnesses, low absolutely not false witnesses. Vain and Rega, Sabrina, only works by people who are, say, you know, can speak, that they're suitable to testify. Pibne base and Shlo Pibne base, now both in front of court and not in front of court, Mipiatsmo, if he himself takes the initiative and takes the oath. But Mipiacherim, if other people subpoena him and demand him to take an oath that he doesn't know testimony, it's got to take place in court, the Rebbe Meir, otherwise it's not, there is no Shulas Eidus. They're not liable until they deny the subpoena based it, and that's being court. And they're liable, even they maliciously and intentionally took this false oath, and they still bring a carbon. There's a carbon on Mazin here. And Ashigos are liable on unintentional as well, of course. And even if they are deliberately for the deliberate in forsaking their testimony, but they're not chayv on their shogi altogether. In other words, they don't know the shvul is forbidden, and they don't know the korban, then they're exempt. Umar chayv, I don't know what he's liable if he's intentionally transgressed for take false shvul zedus, then you're chayv korban olivira, the slightly still korban. Okay. Now the Gemara goes into a long digression. Seirin, the reason why this lasts so long is because the Pnei Moshe interpreted this identical sugi in Sanhedrin where it appears, and therefore he felt non-constrained in order to interpret it here again, which caused me great grief. Okay, Seirin, because we didn't learn Sanhedrin yet. He thought we learned Sanhedrin. Okay, Seirin. By the way, we should add, as of tonight, it is 130 more days. For us, it's a little bit more. Not much. Hopefully not much more. Seirim, still no word from New York about the master plans. Seirim, don't hold your breath. Seirim, meal, Seirim, Stein. The minimum amount of goats for Yom Kippur is two, because Seirim is plural. Kvasin, minimum amount of matam lomar shnei, so why did it say two? It should say Seirim. Shushneim, Shavim, they should look identical. Kvasin, the minimum amount of lambs is, after Shavuos is, Mirkwasim Shnaim. My came out of Shnaim, so why does it have to say two? She was shame, Shrein, they should both look the same. He came out Tiporim for the Mitzora, two birds. Mir Tiporim Shnaim. The amount of birds is two. He came out of Shnaim, why does it say two? She was shame, Shrein, they should both be equivalent. Chatzoitzlus, to blow in order to gather the camp and can make them go. Mir Chatzoitzlus Shnaim. Minimum is two. He came out of Shnaim, why does it say two? She was shame, Shrein, they should both be equivalent. Sense a pattern? Ah, now we're going to throw the change up. Says when you come to court, the two men, the two litigants should stand, right? The minimum of two of men is two, right? If that's the case, what does it say to? Both litigants have to be equal. What does it mean? It makes no sense. Do not incline the judgment of a sojourner, a stranger, or an orphan. Harei matzino gar the ger donim misheino ger yosu donim misheino yosom. What about when we find that a ger is don with somebody who's not a ger, right? So sometimes you have a ger going to court with a guy who's not a ger, and sometimes we find yosom donim misheino yosom, an orphan going with somebody who's not an orphan. Amona, a woman who's widowed in Bulas Bao, the woman who's married. He came Loma Namar Shnei, so why does it say two? Can't mean that they're both equivalent. You know, it's never have two litigants who are equivalent, right? So why does it say Shnei Mufno Lokish Lodune Men Xer Shava? It's the Shnei is superfluous, it's in order to make Xer Shava. In order to draw a parallel and make Xer Shava. Nema Kan Shnei, it says here Shnei, Venema Lahalon now, it says later on. Now, the truth is, I literally want to read it to you like the Shai Torah says, Eretz Yisrael says it, because I don't like the way it's written here. Basically, I'm going to substitute the next three lines until the end of the third wide line, okay? It's similar if you flip it. Whereas if you flip the next few lines, then you'll get something similar to Shai Torah Yisrael, but not quite the same. So the way he reads like this, it says, Shnai! It says two. What does the two say? Two, Abishnaim Eidim Yakum Dover, right? So it says over here two, Bamshan Hashem, it says Shnaim, Abishnaim Eidim Yakum Dover, two witnesses sustained. Makan Anoshim, so what do we learn out? Shani Shnaim, we learn out Makan Anoshim, Velo Noshim. We learn out men and not women. the loktanim, right, just like by Aidus, it's men and not women, loktanim, nor children. Af la lon, so too here, we say, anoshim, below noshim, loktanim. It's got to be men, not women, and not children. Now, this is talking about in terms of testimony. Harei, l'amadnu, we learned, she'eni shemita, woman can't testify. So that's the case, let's take it even a step further. Because you want to extrapolate and make Zereshova, let's say women can't appear in court. Ein Isha Dona means not that they can't be Dayoni, but rather that they shouldn't be able to be litigants. But you're learning Shnei, right? So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon, Bishem Rabbi Yossi said, Nem Alkan Shnei, it says here, Shnei v'nem Alahalon. It says here, Shnei, sorry, Alpi Shnei Eidim. This Nemal says later on, Shnei. Where does it say Shnei elsewhere? Interesting connection. Says, and this is, again, as I told you, reverse, it gave more or less the same genre. Vayisharu Shnei Anoshim Bamachne. Where does it say that the two men stayed in the camp? Very good. Eldad Umeda, the two elders who did not go out to be members of the Sanhedrin when the lots were cast. So there it's talking about Malala Anoshim, Lanoshim, there it's men and not women, but Loktanim and not minors. Afkat Otu Anoshim, Lanoshim, Loktanim, so to you're not men and not women, not minors. But what's it talking about over there? It's about Dayonim. So the Sheishnei Shnaim teaches us that in terms of Edim and Dayonim, women, Ketanim, all these people are possible. But in terms of litigants, they're not. So Torah, we come out saying that the Torah making saying Shnei Anoshim is now referring to litigants. Litigants can come in any shape, size, or form. It's referring specifically to the Edim and the Dayanim, that they have to meet the parameters which the Torah prescribes to them. Okay. Says Moravite, fourth wide line. Okay. Lomanemar Shnei. So if that's the case, why does it say Shnei Anoshim? If we're going to learn out the Shnei, the truth is that we're learning out that we don't even need the Shnei Anoshim, which it says by the court case at all. Because we learn out Shnayim, Alpi Shnayim Edim Yokum Dovar, from the Shnayim, Vomdu Shnei, from the Shnayim of the Yeshu Shnei, of Shnei Anoshim Bamachane. Right? So we learn out Edim to Dayonim. So the Shnei, to the Shnei of, which it says, by Omdu Shnei Anoshim, seems to be superfluous after all said and done. We don't make a Kzeira Shava. We don't say that the litigants are possible if they're women or children. We only say it's the witnesses, Abishnai made him Yakum Davar, and the judges, the Shnei Anoshim, Shadishu Ramachane. So what about the litigants themselves? So says the Gemara, should treat them equally. Shouldn't have one sitting and one standing. Or Echom Dabra called Circle, one is allowed to speak as much as he wants. The other guy say speak short. To opposite to one of them, you are polite. When the other one, you are stern. If thy wants to allow both of them to sit, he's allowed to cause him to sit. Also, what's more, maybe it's maybe a Yoshev, the one standing, one sitting. Zemadavar called circle, one speaks his full pieces, the other guy says, speak briefly. Now that we tell the rich litigant, you come dressed like he comes dressed. If he comes shabby, you come shabby. And if not, you pay for his fancy suit to come to trial in order that he should look as good as you do. Okay? So they have to ensure we actually say this to the other litigants. The witnesses must stand before the meeting when they testify. My time of why? Because it says, two men stand. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Shem Ravel said, "Avani doinim." So to the people who are being judged, oindim b'shoshim kalevusam, they stand when they are receiving testimony against them, served by the witnesses. My time why Asher loem arim. The people who have the litigation leave Ne'ashem, they stand before God as well. Ksiv, it says, all you Musa'ab Sabarim, the fathers are not killed for their sons. The Gram, etc. Alok Farneamah, we already know. Ish Bechet Oyavos, an individual dies for his own sin. Mato Mulan Elim Sabas, the way I say, sons are not killed for their fathers. Elon means, Shalom Yum Subonim Be'edu Sabas, this is the source that relatives cannot serve in a court. Children cannot die based on the say-so of their fathers. Vavos Be'edu Subonim, and fathers cannot die based on the say-so of their sons. Contrary, you ain't in Kormish, you don't even really learn that the witnesses should not be relatives of the person being judged. We now we know that the witnesses should not be Krovim, it should be Shelah Dayanim. Take the word from the next line, put it here on the word from this line, put it in the next line. How we know the witnesses, including Ephraim and others. How do we know that the Adam should not be Krovim to the Dayanim? Hagatz Mechon. Because imagine, Shehuzmu, if they become Adam Zoymimim, so we kill them, right? Who's going to cause them to, who's going to kill them? The Dayanim. So Lomi Pien on their Rogim. Ultimately, it's their own relatives who are killing them, right? Now, you might want to kill your relatives. That Daka makes you possible to be a Dayan, right? So we don't want Dayanim to be the one sitting in judgment on these witnesses in case they're found to be Adam Zoymimim. That's why Dayanim can't become, they can't accept Adam who are relatives, right? When we not actually wait him, and now the witnesses should not be crediting Zelbozeh. You can't have two brothers testifying together. I got the same idea. The other guy is, one of them is found to be Adam Zoymimim, right? One of the two. And he's going to kill that Shuzum Chaver. Not kill until his brother is also found to be Nate Zomim. Because both they have to be found in Zomim in order to kill them. If that's the case, Imoim, I can't even say that. So tantamount's coming out. Nitzanel Rabi, the one brother is killing the other brother. And that's bad. We actually let the other claim and tell us that the judges should not be related to each other. I'm going to tell you the third says, I'm going to be Adam. It takes two elements to kill. Both witnesses, I'm going to be Adam, and I'm going to be Adam, and bad to tell them as well. My Adam and Clayton Zellers, they're just like the witnesses can't be related to each other. Ah, but that Yonim can't, so the judges can't be related to each other. And the other of us, but I'm only no sons, and fathers and sons are no good. Shah, Clayton, brothers, cousins, me not, I don't know, that's no good as well. Rabbi Zer, Rabbi Zer said, Uponim, an extra verb. The Rabbi Shah Koyvim comes to include other relatives. After the Rabbi, that makes sense, sir. You keep on dodging extra verbs. What about Rabbi Shmuel who doesn't dodge an extra verbs? Tiny Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, I'll tell you. The Shoftuay, God says that the congregation should judge Baina Makeh between the Smiter and the Smite. Shalote, so we say Baina Makeh Lamukeh means Shalote, they should be between them. Means Shalote, the Koyva, they should not be related. Lola Makeh, not to the Smiter. Lola Mukeh, not to the Smite. Rabbi Yisrael said, if you're going to say that the Basin are related to the Smite, the Nikah, right? Nitzu Basin Goel Adam, in essence, they become the prosecutors. They're not a court anymore. They're Goel Adam. They're seeking the retribution. So therefore, they can't be related to the victim, right? They claim me consciously that Dayanim claim that they shouldn't be close to the victim, so they shouldn't end up being the DAs themselves. I mean, actually, Aiden claimed that he done him. How do I know the witnesses should not be related to the people who are going to go in the case? I'm going to tell you, says, I'm going to be Aiden, but kill on the basis of witness, I'm going to be Martin. Should really be Dayanim. Martin literally means those who incline. Same idea as Dayanim. Dayanim can be related to the people being judged after Aiden came, so to the witnesses as well. We not actually Aiden claim the same switch we made before. How does the Aiden should not be relatives to the Dayanim? La Dayanim? So our God's Mechot Shuzmu. Because imagine if they become Aiden Zoyim. Well, if he made their rug and they're going to be killed based on the say so of their own relatives. When I actually claim it should be zealous, I know the witness should not be related to each other. I got to again imagine. Shusamechem, one of them found to be an eight-toy man. It's still not killing to the other ones found to be hate somewhere as well. That's Cain, William Tornero, Abib, aren't you killing one brother based on the testimony of the other brother, because they both have to be found to be Adam Tomim in order for both of them to be killed. Okay? Period. Big shame, love, and soul. Hey, Shmuel say this only applies to the kosher witnesses, not the Bosser witnesses. Me nine. How do we know this? Because it says, Im lo yagidim, he does not to relate his testimony, v'naso avonoi, he should bear his sin. The Esher Shemagi, the person who, when he tells over his testimony, Chaver Meshalim Momo, his friend will have to pay. That's the type of guy who's subject to Shavuos Eidus. You are the apostle Shemagi Ben Chaver Meshalim Momo, as opposed to a guy who's apostle who renders testimony and does not immediately cause his fellow to be liable to pay money. Okay? Says the Gemara, me be pasted. It's got to be as opposed to one witness, because one witness does not do anything basic. Bishamru, what about Bishamrulo? Bishamrulo, Rat Mukuba Alena Kushnaida, we like you like you too. We trust you like you too. Should be Yochi Echayev, is he liable in that case? So says the morning of Kushnaida Saidus, Tom Lomano says, V'eid! Singular. He saw and he knew. Him lo yagiv, he does not tell of his testimony. V'saav anoy, he'll bear the iniquity. And shekosha le'edus lo'ed edus teirah. It's got to be something suitable to testify teirah edus. You have to zecho chain of kosher lo'ed. One witness is not a kosher witness, neither I saw. Sholif nevi eisid. Not in front of court. Him lo yagiv in osav, oh no. It's not good enough. It's got to be in court. Because it says he's loyal, even if someone knows. If he doesn't, that's why it's going to bear his sin. Makom Shemagid. It's got to be a place where he can say his testimony. The Chaver Mishalim moment, and his friend will have to pay. And he refused to say testimony. So therefore, Yot Chutz LeBeisdin. If, however, they're outside of court, I feel Magid, even if he tells over testimony, Ein Chaver Mishalim, his friend does not pay. So, ever in that case, he's exempt as well from Shavuos Eidus, because it's not a place, a milieu where Eidus applies. How do we know the Shnei Eidim? How do we know that the Eid means to this Tamlomer of who Eid? Reikon Stein says he's a witness, and witness is singular. We know it's two. Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel said, Tamlomer who said Koma Kom Shnemar Eid Tamlomer, if it says Eid without any specific numbers attached. Abayi b'chal shnayim, it's always considered to be two. We had this recently. Achiyudilcha kusuf kusuf echad, until the Torah tells you it's really one. Okay, period. Ma'u shechayav elayim mishum shuos biti. These guys who can't really say testimony because they're pasul eidus, or they're only one eid, or whatever they are. If they say that they don't know eidus, and it turns out they're lying, are they liable for shuos biti? For the lying oath, right? Not the lie of not for the Shavuos Eidus, what are Shavuos Bitui? And then, where are I skip?
Oh.
I didn't read that? Ashra Tani Rav Shmuel Shnei Eidim. Rabbi Shmuel says two witnesses. In order to be liable, you have to be. Oh, you're right. I did script that. Ashkenaz Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Shnei Eidim. Rabbi Shmuel say you need two Eidim. Takaroy Bichai Shvusinus. Okay, Echad. What about one witness? Maushia Chayav and Lem Shum Shvus Bitui. Can he be liable because of Shvus Bitui? Says Mora Evshaloymar. Is it possible to say such a thing? Echad Roy. He's suitable to be joined together with somebody else in order to make up a Shavuos Eidus. He'll join another one. And then he would be liable because of Shavuos Eidus. Now, you want to make a Chai called Shavuos Bitu? That's not the parsha he's in. The parsha is in a Shavuos Eidus. Shavuos Bitu is something else. Shavuos Bitu doesn't concern testimony. it concerns something I'm going to do. Shavuos Eidus, anytime I'm suitable to be a witness, I can't downgrade the Gemara saying to Shavuos Bitui, which by me is a big chiddush. I don't know why not, really. But that's what Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, since he's susceptible to the category of Shavuos Eidus, he can't be downgraded to the category of Shavuos Bitui, right? If he's an Eid kosher, right? Says the Gemara, Koro, fine. What about a relative who lied, right? And he says, I don't know anybody in a court case. Now he can't become an aide, right? No matter what. Even if they're too crowing, they can become aide. Ma'usha yukhayam ilam mishum shuos bitui. Let him talk to me chayah because of shvias bitui. So that's more interesting to set up the issue. Yevo kato. Let's say concerning this like this. Domerai bab b'shem b'shmur, I bab b'shem b'shmur. Shvuos shudas, we had this in the first couple of parking ago. Shvuos shudas, I'm planning. I take a shvuah that Reuven take a shvuah that Shimon gave Levi $100. V'nim says Shulon also turns out Shimon did not give Levi. Machashem biyado labo, since he doesn't know, since he can't be about the future. Remember, he said this: you can't take the oath of the future about two other parties. You can only take about yourself. So even on the past, where you obviously don't have to be able to do it, but since you couldn't so take such an oath about the future, your partner also on the oath about the past. Oh, the same thing by a relative. He can't come ever and testify, right? So therefore, the fact that even though he's lying now when he says he doesn't know testimony, we let him off the hook because he's not tried to put the parsha. Therefore, there's no testimony for him. Therefore, he's not mechayev. Okay? Says the Gemara. Actually, the proof is even better than that. In that case, we say you're potter, right? Right? Well, it's really the same thing. But it's not liable Shavuos Bitui over there, since you can't really do a future, same thing over here. Or maybe it says, well, you know, or maybe it's Kehador. And the Gerson Richard is, oh, Kehador. Maybe not. Well, we have a case like this. Eilon Shori, a guy says, Where's my ox? Armelos, he says, any of them, Matasach, I have no idea what you're talking about. Where were ox? There was no ox. Lox, box, there was no ox. So says the Mare, it should be rock. Point the mishum shvus bikodan, chay mishum shvus bitui. Even though you're exempted from shvus bikodan, because you didn't concede that you ever got it, you lied because shvus bitui, because you lied, because you knew something about it. So therefore, here too, the same thing might apply to a relative who knows something. He might talk about lying because shvus bitui. Rabbi Elrechon said it's not comparable. Miachos shemitzvah lafiso. Over there, since it's a mitzvah, I mean, actually, he argues in Rav, he says, it's a mitzvah for a person who got a pikadon to appease the mafkid, to appease the guy who gave him pikadon, right? In other words, that's the reason why he takes a guy who did get a pikadon. That's the reason why he takes a shvuah. Why he takes a shvuah? In order to, you know, free himself of the accusations of the person who gave him the object to the safeguard. So you're not liable to shvuah sabitui. That's not the relevant shvuah. What's relevant shvuah is rather only shvuah bikadon. Just like we said before, where shvuah sa'idus passes, applies. You can't go down to shvuah bitui. So to shvuah bikadon applies. Can't go down to Shavuos Bitui. That's all he wants to. So it's actually would be a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rav, okay? Whether you go down to Shavuos Bitui when Shavuos Bikadon was really the best Shavuos, which would have been in order. So it says the Gemara, "Daita to Rav, a mitzvah afiso." Wait a minute, I understand. Stakin gutai Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't Rav agree? Then it says Rabban, it's supposed to be Rav. Doesn't Rav agree that the concept is for the nifkad? Person got the object to comfort the mafkid, so it shouldn't be any shvuos bitui. So that's more the very obvious answer. Mefaiso emesin, mefaiso ala shekel. Appeals is when you concede that there's bikkurim and you start speaking about it. So I made it back. Act of God, something happened. That's appeals. But this guy's not being refiased. He's saying, I have no idea what you're talking about. You're an idiot. You're talking about something which never occurred. I never got anything from safeguarding for you. That is not a shvuos bikadon. That's Shavuos Bitui. Shavuos Pikadon is being in the parsha and saying something about the Pikadon. This is not being in the parsha. So therefore, he holds Rabbi Yochanan, there is no Shavuos Bitui because you're supposed to take Shavuos Pikadon. Rav says he didn't reach the concept of Shavuos Pikadon. Right, he denies no Pikadon. So that's why if he takes a Shavuos, it's a Shavuos Bitui. Okay? Says the Gemara Tan Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel tells the Baisa. The Nasa Avoyna. The guy who lies in the oath, he bears his iniquity korban, he brings the korban. Minah and Basin, how we know that it's, he, this is going to be our Shavuos Eidus, okay? How we know it's taking place in Basin Shavuos Eidus? We know it's taking place in Basin. Hagoda, Hagoda. So Xer Shav Hagoda, it says Hagoda, hear him, Lo Yagin, it says Hagoda by Basin. Magor Shem Alam Basin, two Eidim say the testimony in court, Afghan, so to hear by Shavuos Eidus, but Basin is in court as well. Now this is actually new sugya. Aim kavim aedim, we don't receive the witnesses. Elim rosh neim kachas, unless they both saw it together. Rabbi Shlomo Korchem is actually a shas sugya. It's not really relevant to our discussion of shvuos. Rabbi Shlomo Korchem, afilu zachas that even one after another, they don't have to see simultaneously. Okay, we based in. Use their testimony together. Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak b'shem Rav, and Rabbi Yitzchak, Shor Rabbi b'shem Rav. I read that wrong. Rabbi Yitzchak, Shor Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Rav. Shem Rav Yitzchak, Shor Rabbi b'shem Rav. Moynichol Rabbi Shor, Chacham Tzitzur Shor. Sometimes they join together. Beide b'chayrav. Two witnesses come. Two witnesses come, and one says Ruvain is a b'chor, or. A certain cow is a b'chor, you know, any b'chor, man or animal. And another witness comes and says, Reuven is a b'chor. But they didn't see it together. So that's not actually testimony just to have seen something, but rather with knowledge of circumstances of birth or something like that. So therefore, in that case, we join two witnesses together. Okay? Beide chazaka. Two people saw chazaka, but they didn't see it at the same time. 3 years. They didn't see it from the same vantage point at the same time. Nevertheless, we join them together. Okay? Rabbi Shariah said, I paid his money. Okay. Also, by witnesses who have testified that a boy or girl already had two hairs. What's the case? Me'adab Shita. In the following case, it's Pashit. Now, the problem with this Pashit case is that the gears is all wrong in it. But in the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's correct. Me'adab Shita. From this case, it's Pashit. One witness says, I saw two hairs in the back. Now, back is a euphemism, means somewhere in the pubic area, but we don't have to get into the euphemisms. Shtei says, Begabo, one guy says, I saw two hairs in the, must be what the adult male was doing, looking at her pubic area, but that's the way it is. Shtei says, Begabo, two hairs in one area, in her back. Then the other guy says, Oy, Mare, now you should say, Zelmer Beisar Suis Begabo, you're missing that. Each one says, I saw two hairs on her back. Okay? So in that case, it's partial we join them together. We join them together because they both saw the same hairs, right? But Echod, I merely see so Achaz Begabo. One guy says, I saw one hair on her back. Vechomer, so I see so Achaz Begabo. Right? What? No, it should be both. I'm sorry. You're right. Sorry. Echodem raised his achos begabo. One saw he saw one hair on her back. Echodem raised his achos begabo. The other said I saw another hair on her front. And again, it's areas which have with the pubic area, but they're not. You can't see one and see the other. Lo klumli. It's nothing. Right? They don't join together. Two witnesses seeing two hairs.
What if they're in? You said that they're in areas where one cannot see the other.
That's why it doesn't work.
That's why.
It should. But it's no. Because you have one witness on each hair. You need two witnesses per hair. Two witnesses per hair. That's the way it works. So they have to testify that she's a gadol. Okay? So you need two witnesses per hair. Now, says the Gemara, Koshke and Gabagam is certainly true if each one says, I saw one hair in her back. So we ask Rabid, why did you see the other hair? If they're both on the back, then they both should have seen both hairs. If they didn't, it's a big kasha. We certainly can't consider an adult. Now, what about this case? Two men say we saw one hair on the back. And it should be shnayim omrim. Another says two say rinus or achas bekreso. So you have two on each hair, but the hairs are not in the same place. So that Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Shem, he said Chadamar once it's possible, once it's no good. Chadamar kosher, once it is good. My other apostle, he says it's possible. Bemei b'chatz kimei b'chatz siman. Ma'anamar kosher. Each one says find half a siman, right? Each one says that's no good. Can't just find half a siman. Meaning, what's the siman? Two ears. Each one says find half a siman. That's not about testimony. It's what the Bible calls dover below chatzi dover. Be a matter, not a half a matter. But my kosher, the one who says kosher says, "Aniel mer shema nosho enteresat." He says, "No, we say that really there were two hairs, right? Really, there were two hairs. One of them fell off. In other words, there were two hairs in each place because hairs come in bunches, and therefore, we stumbled. There were two hairs, and just they didn't notice one because one of them fell off or was hidden, or whatever the case may be." So it's interesting, the Rishab is not going to countenance the Chatzi Dover works at all. For sure, the Bavli, I think, does. I don't remember. But I think the Bavli does countenance Chatzi Dover working, but the Chatzi Dover doesn't work. If we accept the testimony, it's because we say the second hair fell off. That's already accepted. Okay? We say there was a second hair over there, but it fell off. Okay. Elgram raises stays on us, but God wants us there's no two hairs on her back. Elgram raises stays time, but Kaiso. That says I saw two hairs on her front. Rabbi Boa, my dear Rabbi Kol Kosher, Rabbi Boa says, everybody agrees that it's kosher because Lamaisa, each one is testifying she's a Gedolah. Abstract what they're saying to the essence. It's true. Each one is testifying different hairs, but each one is saying, I saw this girl is a Gedolah. She's an adult. She's mature. Right? That's good enough. Okay? Rabbi Chagai says, no! Divrei HaKol Pasul! Everybody says Pasul, because again, they're not testifying the same hair. You need two witnesses per the two hairs, so therefore it's no good. Okay? Rabbi Yosef Amar Machlokas, Rabbi says it's Machlokas, Rabbi Yosef Amar Machlokas. It's Machlokas. Well, Rabbi Yosef said it's Machlokas, said to Rabbi Chagai, who says everybody else is Pasul, or Rabbi Yudan Savra Kavasi, Rabbi Yudan says like me, so what are you going to do? Amar Yosef said, Al the Rabbi Rapoli, I are going to his Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi was Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Who was his Rebbe? Whose Rebbe was Rabbi Bo. Rabbi Bo was his Rebbe. So I agree with Rabbi Bo who said kosher. I go kosher can't allow a surrogate. I agree Rabbi on the Talmud, Rabbi Yehudon, who says it's a machlokas. I said, Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Chagai was right. Rabbi Chagai said, if two guys said they saw, if one guy says he saw the with hairs, two hairs in the front, the other guy says he says two hairs in the back, they don't join together. And why? It's like this case. Let's say four signatures on the document. Four signatures, not just two. Four. And it should be two witnesses come. One testifies the two signatures that they're true, and the other signifies on the other two signatures that they're true. Rabbi Sai, is the star a valid star? Absolutely not. Because in order for it to be a valid star, how many witnesses do you need per signature? Two. And here you have one witness on two signatures, and another witness is on the other two signatures. You don't have two witnesses per signature. There's anybody else. Right? The call out of the document is questionable. Shema Klumu, that's certainly not about the document. Benko Chazim Atzichos Needim, doesn't each with signature require two witnesses? The call here too as well. Call Simon and Simon, each and every comp affairs. Tzricha Shnei Edim needs to have two witnesses. Rabchir Shamalah Mishnei Chazokah. Rechina said, learned the same type of proof against his case from Shnei Chazok, he is a Chazok. Ilu Echon Meido Shacho Shana Achas, Vishana Vishnia Vishlishes. One guy says, I saw Reuven eating the field year 1, 2, 3, so he should have a Chazok. Vechami, the other guy says, Shacho Arbis, Chamishes, 4, 5, 6. Shema Klumu, do they join together? Of course not, because they're testifying in two different sets of years. And each set of years requires two witnesses. Ve'en kol chazoka tzir shnei edim, doesn't each chazoka require its own set of two edim? Ve'kocha yirtu kol siman u siman tzor shnei edim, each and every siman requires two witnesses. Okay? Shvuah seidus ketar. Shvuah seidus, how does it work? Amar leidim, a guy said two witnesses. Bovehiduni, come and testify for me. I'm subpoenaing you to testify for me in court. So what do they say? They say, Shvuah she'enu yudoyin v'chayidus. We take an oath, we don't know any testimony for you. So, Shamalo, That's mipiachem. That's where he subpoenaed them, right? Oshamlo, they took the initiative to mipiach and said, "Ain't all you idea mechayidus. We don't know any testimony for you." Mashbi ani alechem. I make a dekshuv. Omer Amen. They said yes. Chayovin. They're liable. Hishbi alehem. Chamisha par mechutz beis. Now, what if they took oath five times out of court that they don't know testimony, and then bol the beis din, can they get the beis din vol? They can see that they do know testimony. Puturin. They lied five times. So where did they lie those five times? Out of court, doesn't count, right? Kafru, what if they gave the Beis Din and then they denied in Beis Din again? Then Chayamakul Achas Vachas, then retroactively, each one of their denials joins up with their denial in court and they're liable five korbanos. Fascinating. That is fascinating, okay? So, Hishmiel and Chamesh Pahim Bifnei Beis Din. What if they lied five times in front of court? So this is also fascinating. In Chayim Elachas, the last four times are redundant. So how many korbanos do they have? Only one. Where they lied five times out of court and then came to court and lied again, each of those lies was, they're liable five times. No, for each of the first five, they're liable. But they lied all five times in court, they're only liable one. Because then the other ones become redundant. Okay? Because in court, it's superfluous to take a second oath. That might be, but we're not talking about that here. El Acha, Am Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said, "My time in Neshein Yichulim Lachzor Lodos." Rabbi Shimon says, "Why? Because once they took the first oath, they can't go back and say, 'Well, we really were lying.' No, whatever they said the first oath, they have to abide by that until such time as we prove independently they were lying. Therefore, they're locked in. Since they're locked in, the subsequent oaths are meaningless." Okay, Nefesh. Same Zerusha we had before. It says Nefesh b'Shvuos b'Kodon, and it says Nefesh b'Shvuos ha'Edus. Ma'alala, just like by the oath for b'Kodon, b'Piatzmo, you take it as an initiative. I've got so too, even by Edus, b'Piatzmo, you take it as an initiative and liable. And Ma'aka, just like by Edus, normally it's b'Piachem, b'Piachem. Other people come and subpoena you. I've allowed so too by Shvuos b'Kodon, b'Piachem, for others to work as well. Rabbi Meir Doish, Rabbi Meir Dashin Fastly. It says, Gzeira Shova, it should be Mimokum Shabasa. From the place you came, in other words, internally. How so? Mami Piazza Shinemar La'alon. The Mi Piazza, which it says over there by Shulis Bikodom. Chutzah Basin, is outside of court. At mi piatzmo shenemar kan, so to the piatzmo which is said by Shulis Eidus is even chutz lebeis din. I'm mixed up. That's an outside gzirshav. It says which we makom shabasa shai deis chutzah. That's an outside gzirshav. Now it's extrapolated for Shulis Bikodan to the Shulis Eidus. Rabbanan dashin gzirshav amura ba. Rabbanan dashin internally by Shulis Eidus. They say mami piachem shenemar. Just like Biachem, which it says by Shulis Eidus, Shneimar, should be come here, be based in. Shvua that Biachem is the court, af mi pi atzmo, it should be, even the mi pi atzmo, his own initiative, Shneimar come, which it says here, is be based in. So Rabbi Meir extrapolated parameters for Shvua's because of Shvua's Eidus, Rabbanan learned parameters internally from one type of Shvua's Eidus to another type of Shvua's Eidus, is going to be a recurring theme. Rabbi Yirmiya boy. Rabbi Yirmiya asked, "Kol mi piatzim v'shulas edus." If a guy was a relative, so he can't testify, but he took on his own initiative of shulas edus, which is a lie, right? So I don't know anything about your case, and it turns out to be a lie, right? So mi piatzim v'shulas edus ma'u she'echayv. How could he be liable? Now this is a very strange question, of course, because obviously it's not acceptable in court. So Shariter so wants to say, "Sorry, but he's probably right." A case where the litigants were makabel him as a witness. Even though he's not technically a valid witness, the litigants are willing to accept him as a witness. Okay? So Nishmini Miyato, so now from here. Hoyo Vulo Lomdu, it should be, now this is all question put on Mayor. Hoyo Vulo Lomdu, it should mean Mipi Atzmo. Bishvua Sa'edus on Bishvua Sa'pikadon. Since we learn according to Rabbanon, we learned from Shulis Bikodon, right? Pashus because you can make an oath you are safekeeper, and you can make an oath because you can make your relative a safekeeper, right? And you can make him take a shvua, right? Shvus pikaron doesn't have to be on a stranger; it can be a relative as well, right? So just like over there, afkan kain, so it's really the same thing. So too, shvus edus can also work by kroivim. Hi, can't be a legitimate witness in the court case, but if you're makabel on him, makabel him as a witness, and he denies knowing anything, then he's liable for a korban. Rabbi Yossi said, now it should be, Rabbi Yossi should be like, it should say here like Rabbi Meir. So like I just told you, that we learn how to choose because Biram Krabonam, but according to Rabbanan, Kroivim Shekan, the relatives here, Lemaid Mi Kroivim, they learned out from the Kroivim, it should be Shekan, is all Shari Teres Yisrael. Meaning that, no. Since Kroivim cannot be witnesses, so therefore Kroivim are not relevant to Shvuah Seidus. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Kapukai, boy, he asked a question. Hishbilav Chamisha Parmim. You made, the guy took the oath on his own initiative 5 times. Here it says, Mipiasmo, on his own initiative. Here it says, Bibasdin. But the Gilian Ephraim on the bottom, and the others change it to, Chutzmi based. 5 times outside of court. Shemin Echayev, Akos Vachos, not liable for each and every one. Right? Is he not liable for each and every one? So Amr Rabbi Yisrael said, what are you asking? What must he say? That's what it says in our Mishnah. Why we took it in court is he not liable? Once you took the first shvua, whatever you said in court is etched in stone. You can't renege on that. But outside of court, since you can't renege, right? In other words, whatever you said is flexible, right? You don't have to abide by what you said, so it's out of court. So it should be. You know, I had changes for Gemara, but now I'm just going to ignore it. Chayavim kol achas b'achas. You know, they should be liable to each and every one. Gilian Ephraim changes to ein chayavim kol achas, but I don't like that. Should be chayavim kol achas b'achas. Okay, I'm not sure why Gilian Ephraim changes. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Aboy. You were going to dive in here. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Aboy. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked like this. Now, it grieves me to do the Shari Teres Yisrael cut excises a lot of the words here. It'll make it easier if I excise them myself. It grieves me to do it because I don't think it's right about it. But on the other hand, even if I put them all in, the question basically turned out to be the same, just with a little bit more information. So I'm going to take out what he takes out, okay? Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked, take out the next 2 lines to the dot. Me'achad Rabbi Meir Ovad Mipiv. Since Rabbi Meir makes out of his own mouth, and it should be, according to Shari Teres Yisrael, Be'edus Kipiv Bipikoto. In other words, he learns out Shvus because he extrapolates, right? Maush yikbeim lekarbon, can he fix it for a karbon? And he takes out l'chayim and brings shayin up. You can leave it in, but it would be better without it. Maush yikbeim lekarbon below tvia. Shvus because if you lie about the because you're liable to karbon, even there was no demand about you. What about Shvus Eidus? Is it also without any demand, without basis? In other words, you come to a guy and say, I don't know waiters for you. On your own initiative, without a court case. But if even there's no court, is there has to be a court case, or is it even without a court case? Shvus Bikon, of course, is no court case. What about by Shvus Eidus? Is there a liability for Shvus, even though there's no court case?
There's no court case, there's no testimony.
What?
There's no court case, that there's no testimony to be given.
That's what you would say, right? Says my Yebo Kado. That says this. Mad Bacharenu. What? Why coming after us? Shvush Einan Yudim Mechaydus. Shvu, we don't know it takes testimony. It's before any court case. You have any liable? So the Gemara says like you Daka. Tam Loim Abishama Kol Allah. You got to hear a sound coming from court. Who knows testimony, right? Esh Shama Kol Chayv Yotzei L'Shein Shama Kol. So yes, there has to be a case before there can be a liability. Okay. Now, Mipi B'Karkos Maushia Chayv. This is an interesting question. It's also according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir by Shvuk learned Shvuk of organic extrapolates to Shvuk's Pikodin. Shvuk's Pikodin Logos is no such thing as a Shvuk on a Pikodin of Karka. Right? There's no Shvuk on Karka ever. Shvuk's are only on movable objects, not on the real estate. What? Only metalsmen, right. But what about the Shvuas Eidus on a Karka? What about if the court case contains goes on Karka? So if you learn like Rabbanan, there's no connection between Shvuas Bikon and Shvuas Eidus, so there's no question. Of course, you're liable. What about if you learn like Rabbi Meir? Maushi Echayim Mipiv. If you come on your initiative, are you liable? Similarly, Biknosus. If you concede in a Knas, you're exempt. What about the testimony? So when Shvuas Pikadon, if a guy concedes that he stole it, he doesn't have to be kefil, right? Even though normally a nifkad who steals is chayv to be kefil, but if he concedes that he stole it, he doesn't have to pay because Maidi B'Knas is potter, right? So if we learn how Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas Pikadon, what about if the case concerns Knossos? Is there Shvuas Eidus or not? Okay? Maushiach, the concerns are fine. Maushiach Chayev. Mipiv. When it's on his own initiative. Maushiach Chayev, period. Now, Mipiv, Maushiach Chayev, the carbon oil of Yerid. This is actually a fascinating question. Shvuas Eidus is an Oshon. Shvuas Bikado, I'm sorry. Shvuas Eidus is a carbon oil of Yerid. It's a sliding scale carbon. Shvuas Bikadon is a Oshon Vadai. No sliding scale. You definitely have to bring goats. So Shvuas is like this. What happens if you take a Shvuas Eidus Mipiatzmo? So Rabbanon learned Shvuas Eidus Mipiatzmo on your own initiative without being subpoenaed by the litigant internally. There's such a thing. But Rabbi Meir learns out from Shvuas Pikadon. So since Rabbi Shvuas Pikadon, does he learn out even that the carbon is the same carbon as Shvuas Pikadon? That's our shot. Okay? You know we're not going to answer these questions. Rabbi Bavishir B'Shem, Rabbi Yudah B'Shem, Rav said, B'shoigeg B'carbon, B'mezi B'carbon. This is a new issue. We said in our mission that even B'mezi there's a carbon rush Shvuas Eidus. However, Abul Amr Savar Isi Shein Shvuasu, but if he thought there's no such thing as Shvuas Eidus, he wasn't even aware of this concept of Shvuas Eidus, then he's mutter, then it's no carbon whatsoever. So it has to be shoygeg, not to have known the New Testament, not to realize the New Testimony, not to have realized that the Shvuah was usher. But if he thought there's no such thing as Shvuas Eidus, he's off the hook. Tani Chizke, where Chizke said, kom shenem bar Torah chet stam, anytime it says chet, even the guy who does it intentionally is liable to a carbon, like a guy who does it unintentionally. The pasuk says that he's only liable if he did it unintentionally. Okay, let's just get on the base. If both of the potential witnesses don't lie simultaneously, they both were liable to Shvuas Eidus. But if one lies and then the other lies, the first guy is liable to Shvuas Eidus. But not the second, because by the time the second guy came around, he was only a 1-8. He wasn't a deuce. So there was no shvuah. Suddenly, kafar echad, one guy denied, v'hoida echad, and the other guy could see that he knows edus. Hakoifer chayv, the guy who denies edus is liable, the other guy is sponsored. Hayushteki dayim, what if there are two groups of witnesses, right? Kafar ishar, the first one denies, v'hachakar kafar shi, and the second one denies as well. They both lie. Shtei en chayavis. They're both liable for the korban. Why? Each one is independently both shaykh to be the edim, and therefore each one brings its own korban shvuah. Hivishu korbanah. What if they set aside a carbon? They set aside a carbon, then these guys were so loyal, they didn't want to squeal on the guy against whom they know was guilty, so they said, we'll set aside a carbon and we're not going to testify. So they set aside a carbon, and then went and denied that they knew a testimony. Although the time Rabbi Chiya took her, Rabbi Chiya said, Korbanol Hashem am Nizro. Just like by Nazir, Shriyakti Nizro Korbano, the name Ziris is coming before the Korban, the Lo Shatim Korbano Nizro, not the Korban before the Nazirus. So here, the Korban has to be set aside after they made the false Shavuos Eidus, not before they made the false Shavuos Eidus. Okay, everybody, so I had to do Code 2 Blot by hook or by crook. That was by crook, but we did it.